playing great music all over the world. You are listening to the best indie music.
Hello. Yes, this is the I Hear Indie podcast. It's been a couple of weeks. Well, last week I missed. Very sorry about that. I was ill, and then the next day I went, oh, damn, I missed it. Very sorry indeed. But I'm here, and next week I'm doing something very exciting next Thursday, so I'll tell you about that in a moment. But welcome to the show. Today we're featuring an artist who I adore, Mike Black. He has some awesome music, and his album is now out. I know I've spoken about him before, but his album is now out. We'll talk about it. Along with a bit of Molly Lewis and a bit of Bombay Bicycle Club. All of that coming right up. This is a bit of background music from OK Go, that amazing band, which they are known for their great tunes. They're actually completely indie now. By that, I mean independent. They used to be part of a label, but I believe they dropped their label or something like that. So, thank you to OK Go for giving me permission to use this in the background here. So, welcome to the show. That was Cosmic Love Short Club Remix, which we always use for our intro music. Now, you may ask, Andrew, how do you get permission to do that? Well, as you know, we use short snippets of music from RCRD LBL, which is a licensing website which allows us to use, under their terms, we can download it for free and we can use little snippets in our pieces as long as we just give them attribution, which I'm doing right now. Go there, download some free music legally. It's pretty awesome. RCRDLBL.com. And you can get yourself some free music. Very nice indeed. So today we're going to start off with Bombay Bicycle Club because I want to feature Mike Black later. I want to get in there and tell you about him. I'm actually going to play loads of samples from his music and I may play one full song just so that you can really have a proper listen to what he's about. So we're going to actually start off with a little bit of news. Welcome to the I Hear Indie podcast. We'll start off with the news, as I just said. And I don't know how this is going to sound. I've literally never done news before on this. But we're going to do a bit of indie news, sort of. Okay, so the Drums will continue as a three-piece. Now, as you know, there used to be four members of the Drums. But Adam Kessler, who has now left the Drums, leaving Johnny, Jacob and Connor. And they will continue as a three-member band. And the headline tour will continue across the UK. So if you were going to see them in the UK, do not worry. They will continue. I'm interested to see how this will go. I'm not the biggest fan of the Drums, but I'm sure not a disliker of them. That's not a word. But I do quite like some of their songs, but they can sort of bore me. I'm not going to lie. Anyway, that's pretty much it, because I didn't plan for the news. So I just thought I'd tell you that little snippet of news. But here's something very interesting. Next week, I'm going to something called the Digital... Okay, I need to find out the name, fully name, because I don't want to get it wrong. I think it's called the BT Digital Music Awards. Now, what this is... Yeah, the 2010... go to btdma.com. It's BT is British Telecom. They're sponsoring it. And it's a big award ceremony. It's quite a big award ceremony. It's going to be shown on TV if you want to watch it on ITV2, I believe, on October 1st. But basically, what you can do... is if you go there, you can win tickets. Now, what's happened with me is I actually go to a school, which is a lot of people know it, but I go to a school which is a media music school, and it's associated with this industry, meaning that we're getting to go. But if you'd like to go, if you're in the music industry and you have the money to pay, it's £200 a person, I believe, which is expensive. But if you're going to pay, then yeah, you can go, I believe, and you can also win tickets. Any of you, if you have a go at winning them. We'll see what happens, but next week it's going to be pretty amazing. We're going to be pretty fun up, and I can tell you who's going. Not too many indie artists, but a variety of actual, you know, breakthrough artists and all sorts of people. It's quite hard to see exactly who's going, but I know that one artist who I love is going, Marina and the Diamonds. And I'll tell you some of the people who are nominated. Muse are nominated for something, 30 Seconds to Mars, Gorillaz, Pendulum, Yeah, I can't believe Kylie is alongside Pendulum and alongside Muse as Artist of the Year. Some of the breakthrough artists which are nominated, The XX, Maroon, The Diamonds, Tiny Temper, The Temper Trap, Professor Green. So quite a few people, some of these you may know if you're from the UK. And what I like is there's websites and apps nominated. I'm sad that Noise Trend isn't nominated. some popular music sites are there. Even SoundCloud, the popular service, are nominated for an award. It's pretty cool. So that's pretty much it. Once I'm going there next Thursday, so that'll be after next week's show, but once I'm going there, I will tell you what I think. I'll give you my roundup. Now, I'm not the biggest fan of sort of chart music, but I'll happily go, and I'm telling you that some of the acts there I really do like, so I'm happy, I'm excited, and I'm sure it's going to be great. So we're going to start off now with some Bombay Bicycle Club. It's their song, Magnet, so enjoy. Here it is, Bombay Bicycle Club. They're a great band, which sort of came out really properly this year, I'd say. And here they are with Magnet. Little bit of Bombay Bicycle Club. What a band. I really do love them. That is such a great song, probably one of their best. Now, if you have Last FM, because you are all music fans, so I guess you may have Last FM, add me on Last FM. It's last.fm/user/AndrewBracken. Do that now. If you recently listened, tracks are all Mike Black tracks, because what I did is I listened to the whole album at least once, and then I went, you know what, I'm gonna do it again. And I actually did that because I had enjoyed it. And I did in like a strange order throughout the day. I didn't just sit there twice. all in one go, but it is a great album, and we're going to listen to it right now. So here we go. We're going to start with a song called Street Music, just because a lot of you may have heard this song, so I just want to play a snippet, because if you haven't, you need to hear this song. It's one of his best songs, so I'd rather not, not play it, you know. So here is Street Music, and it's a good song. It's a song, it's called Street Music. Pretty self-explanatory, but yeah, here we go. Here's a little snippet of it, and after that, we're going to play two new songs you probably have never heard before, and there's loads of new music on it, but here we go.
I never knew it hurt to think that hard, but what if the world was sinking? Decided it was time for a brand new start.
Now this song is actually called By Your Side. It's Street Music, I'll play afterwards.
Start. Moment just got so bright here. I'm planning all the things that we could do. I just have to wipe my mind clear. I'm hoping I can hear you say these words. If I go tomorrow, go with happiness in my heart. And I'll go with happiness in my heart. Do you know where everybody goes when it's over and done with? No wonder the sun sets in your eyes.
Yep, this is Mike Black, By Your Side. I'm having to play short amounts just because, although I've got permission, and I've told him that I'm doing this, I just want to fit it in, because as you know, this is an exactly 15-minute show. We've got only a few minutes left, so this is By Your Side, a song I'm sure you'll love very much, and this is part of a new song from his album. Now, all of his music on his album, let me just be clear with this, is new, but if you listen to TuneBars before, or if you go on his MySpace and listen to music, a lot of you probably would have been addicted and listened to all the music on MySpace and all the music on TuneVibes quite a bit. So to some of you, it's not that new, but some of you, it's brand new. Now, that song is brand new. None of you probably have heard that before. It's called By Your Side. It's probably my favourite song from the album. I would say Street Music is, but the fact is I've listened to, Street Music, I've listened to it so much because it's such a great song, that at this point, By Your Side is like my new favourite. But there's lots of great music on there. So here's Street Music, just a bit of it.
This feels like an unfamiliar face in front of you, telling you these things you just don't need to know. Need to know. Oh, 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 oh. Imagine how this looks with everybody dancing in the crowd. Too much, now they've fallen down. You can't be scared.
So this is Street Music. It's actually his best song. Now, I don't have time to play you the next bit, but it's such a good sort of riff in the next bit of the song. I really love it. So make sure you check out his album. What you can do is go to itunes.com/Mike Black, and that will directly search for him. Or from there, you can just find the album. It's called, basically, the actual name of the album itself is called Nice Little Earner. And the artist is Mike Black, spelt M-Y-K-E Black. Now, I'm going to quickly play a few seconds of brand new Burnt Out You, and that's pretty much it. So, I'd like to thank you all for listening today, and I hope you'll subscribe to the podcast. I'll see you next week. If you are a band, please send us your music, because I'll definitely play it. Now, as you know, iHearIndie.com is being sort of redone. A little bit of a preview's up now, if you want to go and have a look. Enjoy.